This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A grand jury has indicted Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters on 10 criminal counts related to election tampering and misconduct. Her deputy clerk also has been indicted on 6 charges. Peters is accused of letting an unauthorized person make copies of a sensitive election hard drive and lying about his identity so he could attend a secure software update. Data and passwords from the election equipment were shared on the web by election conspiracy theorists. Peters recently announced she's running for Secretary of State, the top election administration job in Colorado. A bill to set up security for some of Colorado's elected officials is moving forward at the state legislature. CPR's Megan Verlee has more.
The bill would allow statewide elected officials, like the Attorney General or Secretary of State, to request up to 80 hours a week of protection from state patrol. It would also set up a system for state lawmakers to request security. Lisa Calderon has helped recruit female candidates. She told state lawmakers safety concerns keep many women from running for office.
And so to have you all take an action like passing this bill, I think sends that message to women that you will be protected if you run for office.
Legislative staff estimate the extra security could cost the state around $700,000 a year. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
A small airplane crashed on the median of E-470 in suburban Metro Denver Tuesday, just south of the Centennial Airport. According to South Metro Fire Rescue, the 2 occupants escaped the crash safely and were transferred to the hospital with minor injuries. This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you for joining us this hour. We're listening to more here and now.